I could see a bluegrass group playing this stuff like nothing. I mean, it would, you know, it would fit. It's in the right key, and it's got the being fiddle-driven. It has the right nuances and what have you. There's no reason why they couldn't play that.
This music is mostly dance-oriented.
Yes.
So it wasn't, I mean, I'm sure not everybody danced at the house parties. That some people were sitting, mothers
almost
with babies. And, oh, yeah?
Almost. There were some people that had two left feet, I think, yeah, or maybe were shy.
But as opposed to when you talk about museum piece music, it's music that's primarily made to be danced to.
Yes.
So probably what we need to do is just keep people dancing, and then they'll keep wanting this music.
Yeah. Of course, people don't dance the way they used to either. This stuff could be jazzed up if you wanted to do it faster, as far as that goes. It, you know, and we do play, you know, with the old-time fiddlers, we do play, and a lot of people just sit and listen because maybe they're too old to dance anymore or whatever. To them, it brings back memories and stuff, you know, so they like it from that point of view.
What's the best thing that could happen?
Well, I'd like to see, I would like it if some younger musicians would come in and take up this music and play some of it at least. I think of bluegrass, for example, you know, which has been revived and carried forward by younger musicians, and some musicians of national stature, of like Ricky Skaggs and people like that, have come in and gave it a great big boost. I don't know that that would happen here, but it would be nice, and at least it would be nice if even local younger musicians would play some of it before it's just gone with a puff of smoke.